to another special Saturday night edition of the show. And boy, have I got a twisted Florida man for us later tonight. You're listening to Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats podcast, WBECS, with Big Mike and Casey. Take it away, Big Mike.
What's happening, everybody? It's Saturday night. Special presentation of Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats. Where are your kids? That's right, they're listening to us. Maybe watching March Madness at the same time. So are we. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some movies. We're going to talk about our day. And sweet Melissa does have news for us. So sit back, relax, get a beer, and enjoy. More Beer the Cheap Seat Saturday Night Edition. Take it away, Casey.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y night. That's right. It's Saturday night. And young lady, I know where you are. You're listening to us through Naughty Radio in your Dodge Stratus. And, you know, just be grateful that that was handed down to you. It's a Dodge Stratus.
It's Chrysler product, man.
And also, I would like to celebrate our victory over tonsillitis. No one has it anymore. I've decided it and I decreed it as such.
It's eradicated.
All hail Caesar. Salad.
Unless tonsillitis. I'm kind of lost.
Well, no one gets it anymore.
I still have my tonsils. Do you still have your tonsils?
Yeah, they've been hanging out.
Melissa?
Yep.
Wow.
We beat it.
We beat
it. Three out of three people
still have tonsils. We beat it.
You just got a little glimpse into our conversation.
That's right, USA, USA.
We beat tonsillitis! Right. Woo!
That war in poverty's kicking our ass, but hey, we beat tonsillitis.
Maybe COVID got stuck in everybody's tonsils.
That's kind of a gross thought.
Well, it's got to go somewhere. So, I like this time of year. You got spring training baseball going on, and you got March Madness. It's pandemonium, baby.
Pandemonium, baby. One thing I remember about March Madness.
Yes.
My Uncle Dominic was here. This is when I was a kid. We went to Pizza Hut. It was during March Madness. And my Uncle Dominic was going out with my mom and dad. He had his two kids with him. He went ahead and bought us Pizza Hut for the night, and we got March Madness basketballs, mini basketballs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I think that sounds familiar.
Pretty awesome. So that's one of my March Madness memories as a child. It's Pizza Hut associated.
Yeah, they used to be a big sponsor. Yeah, I remember there would be Pizza Hut logos. Lathered everywhere.
Lathered with Pizza Hut.
Yes. Little pan pizzas.
Mm-hmm. Their pan pizzas are good.
Mm-hmm. Listen, this has been a wild tournament, but it always is. I love tournament basketball. It's just one and done. Anything can happen. Yale beat Auburn.
Okay, that busted somebody's bracket wide open.
That's not even the half of it. I mean, wait, let's look at some other schools. Oakland. I don't know. The Oakland A's, I guess, got a basketball team. They might be making the Sweet 16 as we speak. They're trying to get their dancing shoes on and beat the Wolfpack.
It looks like
knocked out Kentucky.
Wow.
Suck at Calipari.
Well, Oakland, their logo looked like an angry bear. I think.
Yeah, it's like a honey bear or a golden bear or a honey golden bear.
Golden crisps.
I think he was a golden crisp bear. He's got a little sweater on.
That is amazing.
He's like, this fur don't do dick. I'm freezing my tits off.
Want some cereal, kids?
Gonzaga, which is always good, but I mean, they really pounded Kansas pretty good. They took a little bird shot and they fired it right at the Jayhawks. Took them out of the sky. Yeah. So it's pretty fun. And Tennessee's trying to be the only SEC team left standing. So it's a good tournament. Obviously, UConn's the big favorite, but we'll see. You know, we'll know by Sunday night, New Year Final 16, and then we'll wait to the next week and
ramps up.
And it ramps up. However,
does that look like a woman?
No.
Looks like a dude.
Okay.
Dude looks like a lady. So, MLB.
There's some big, big news.
There was a story this week. I'm worried. How excited do you think Pete Rose is about this story?
Very excited.
It's pretty excited. Oh, yes, Subway.
Yay!
I think Pete feels some, like, reprieve.
All right, so for folks that are not in the know or they're still under their rock, their sports rock, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter was fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers because he was not just sports betting online in California, which is in California illegal.
Imagine that.
Somehow $4.5 million of Shohei Ohtani's money was used to cover this young man's gambling debt.
Whoops. Well, he was thinking, I'll just borrow this $4.5 million. I'll make it back. That's what he was thinking.
Wait, say that one more time.
So apparently, he had $4.5 million gambling debt he owed to a bookie.
That's a lot of money.
And Shohei Ohtani paid the bookie for him. Now,
what?
Okay. That's the reaction we're going for. That's good. Now, the interpreter is a longtime friend of Ohtani's. He's not just like some random guy. They're like, hey, do you kind of speak Japanese?
Hey.
And can you translate? But the guy makes, they figured like $200,000 a year.
It's not a bad take for being an interpreter.
Stop gambling.
All right. But a guy that makes $200,000 a year, he's going to run up a $4.5 million debt, or the guy that signed the $700 million contract.
That's where it lies.
All right. And I thought that originally, but then my sweet Melissa brain went back to.
So.
So, you know, baseball has done nothing really. They're just like they're gonna play reactionary. I think Manfred is gonna really fumble this one up real good. But
what do you mean?
Well, you know, he doesn't want baseball's biggest star to face the same treatment Pete Rose got.
Right.
But at the same time, you are opening the door to Pete Rose.
Big time.
Yes.
I mean, Pete Rose is very, very excited about this right now.
But wasn't Pete Rose's gambling on baseball?
Well, it was on baseball, but gambling in baseball was illegal anyways. Any type of gambling.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just a no gambling clause. Okay. And then he was gambling on baseball and then he lied and, you know. And
wait, there's still a no gambling clause?
They're probably a little bit more lenient because of
sportsbooks.
Because they're owned by the sportsbooks. But they probably have restrictions like the guys in the NFL that got suspended. It was because they were logging onto the gambling apps and doing it at site. Do it somewhere else. They just basically they're like, if you're going to do it, we don't want to hear about it. Right.
The whole thing, they want to keep the integrity of the game. They don't want any suspicion of players throwing games to win a bet. And unfortunately, this is what boxing has fought for years and years and years to earn its legitimacy in the sports world.
Right. Wow.
So, yeah, interesting week.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a crazy story. And really, he's like the last guy you would think. he had up to his point, and again, you don't know, it's all marketing, but a very clean cut image.
He might just say, no speaking the English.
Yes.
What were you going to say, Melissa?
You'd be like, yeah, baseball has been very, very,
very
good
to me.
And then everyone's like, okay.
Oh, okay. That's fine. It's all it's forgiven
like
now.
Nakamura.
You're like, that's weird. He picked up a Dominican accent
wow.
So quick.
He's just an international man.
Yes. A man of
like James Bond.
Yes.
Do we know what Shohei's interpreter was gambling on?
No, everything.
Oh.
Like every sport. And I think baseball is one of them. But like, I think horses,
they said everything
basketball.
But baseball.
Oh, everything but baseball. See, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
That's,
no,
that's,
well, when
that's,
it's your interpreter.
I'm talking to my dad about that.
Dude, that was the same exact story that first came out with Pete Rose. And then they're like, oh, everything but he was a known, like, baseball was kind of lenient with guys in spring training back in the day with the horses and the dog tracks.
Yeah.
Cause they were all over Florida in the 70s and even
Rose
into the 80s. And they would say like when Tampa, like when they would go down to like Fort Lauderdale to play the Yankees in spring training when the Yankees were still down there and the Reds were in Tampa.
Yeah.
On the way back, there were probably four horse tracks or dog tracks or High Line.
I was just going to say, don't forget High Line.
And he would stop everywhere along the way to make a bet.
Right?
That's pretty awesome.
That's allegedly. But, I mean, this was like a big, big baseball player that's not known for, like, talent. I'm going to forget the guy's name, but it was well known. Pete liked horses and all that.
And High Line.
He liked action. Yeah. High Line.
Are there still High Line arenas?
Yeah,
I don't.
There was one here.
Gone. The one
which
Orlando's
is gone, right? There was one.
There's
down
probably
south.
One in Miami still.
Right. But that's a game, which I don't understand that game. But that's a game you gambled on.
Yes, yeah, so it's kind of like a racquetball, but you have the I forget what the
they
like
have like
horn.
A scene named Colichos or something like that.
Right. And they whip the ball and you got to keep like catching it and then
hitting
releasing
it against
it.
The wall. Right. Did they throw it against the wall? Or?
Yes.
I feel like a horse should be involved.
There's not enough room.
It's very
well,
tiny.
No,
yeah, you're on like a court.
Yeah, no, I don't want it on a court. I always thought highlight.
Or you just mean in gambling.
No, I always thought highlight, this is just me and my blondness, is I thought highlight was like polo-esque, I think.
Now highlight is a craft beer.
Now, what if you did like, I mean, I know you have polo, but instead, like, why don't you play like the lacrosse stick? And you could.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's a good idea.
Right?
On a horse?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, if you want to get weird, get a zebra, listen, but I mean, that, you can't domesticate those things.
This could be like a
pickleball.
More beer in the cheap seats venture.
That's right.
Into the sporting world.
Look, we already got a first corporate sponsor, Ecuador Jeff.
Hey,
he's doing the clothing line.
The clothes are kind of nice. Just saying.
That could be our
hey, dry wicking for the athletes. You cannot see their balls when they're wearing their pants. See what we did, MLB? We're not going to let them see their balls.
That's right, because Ecuador Jeff has higher standards than that.
Yeah. You know, I have seen zero balls.
And she's been looking, folks.
Well, I mean, because I'm trying to...
You've been ball gazing?
Well, I've been trying to prove or disprove this whole uniform thing, and so far I can't prove it.
She's on the look.
I really
so
haven't.
I got a question about this.
Sure.
I
would too.
Wait, about her seeing balls?
No.
I guess about the interpreter, not balls.
Okay.
Oh. About maybe the balls.
Oh, yeah, the interpreter's balls. Okay, go ahead.
So it was the Dodgers that fired him, not Otani. So if Shohei signs, let's just say, you know, Shohei signs to a team, the interpreter is under contract as well with the team as well. Is that how it works?
I don't know. It's going to be different, but a guy like Shohei, probably has the pull to say, you're going to hire my guy to be my interpreter. Basically, he's just throwing like, hey, this is bro code. That's my bro.
Right. You know? And I was just covering up for him. Wink.
Yeah, because they're friends.
One of these.
Yeah, so he probably had the Dodgers hire him as part of signing Shohei. That's just part of a package deal.
So he's we're not fired. Talking about boss when we say package.
No, he's fired. I mean, he's not what's going to happen? He's going to be banned from major league operations. He can't be in the stadiums. Can't be, you know, they're not going to want him. He's going to be banned from that. I mean, so he's fired. So he just goes back to Japan.
Kicking himself in the ass.
The interpreter, not the baseball player.
Right. No, well, they have nothing. Just look, everything's me. All... Look, the FBI is involved in this.
Oh, wow.
Well, because they broke a lot of laws.
No.
They broke a lot of laws with the gambling in California because it was online betting with a bookie, and that's a big no-no. Each state's different.
Yeah. You know, wow.
Florida, for example, got a little bit lenient with the sports book.
There's even a commercial about it and a jingle now.
Yes. It goes like this. Why are you not at the sports book? Why are you not at the sports book?
Bet your paycheck. Bet your paycheck.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. So
New York gambling's straight up illegal here.
Well, I mean.
Oh, buddy, we're in the wild and woolly.
You know
south.
Why? Because everyone care. In New York would bet against their teams and keep winning. They're like, we can't afford this.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, listen, the two football teams, I don't know who's going to be worse. The Jets with that Porky Pig quarterback that's going to be hurting his other leg at three hikes into the season, or the Giants. Giants are going to be terrible.
Oh, Giants are going to be doo-doo. Oh, God.
I mean, you could actually set an over-under. Listen, the over-under for the Jets and Giants combined wins could be 3. And I think you could still win with the under.
Really?
I don't even get that.
I mean, I'll say this. I don't think the Jets are like – as bad as people think, like
no,
I think
they're usually
get to like.
But see, that's where they suck you in there, Subway, and you're going to learn from experience. They're always the Jets are always worse than you think.
Wow,
that is true.
That could be a T-shirt.
I'll sell it out.
That could be an Ecuador Jeff T-shirt. The Ecuador Jeff sports line.
Yes. The Jets are always worse than you think.
Oh, can it just say, like, Ecuador Jeff says.
Oh, like it's a quote of him.
Yes. Ecuador,
that's yes. It. It's one of his quotes.
Yeah.
Could be. Hey, it's our clothing line. We can do what we want.
That's what I want.
Whatever. I just
everyone's
saw.
Like, who said that?
Ecuador Jeff. Who the fuck's that?
He could be like our Ricky Stenicki.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
It just gets better, folks.
Oh my God.
Just marinate in it.
Okay. I'm marinating this. This is weird.
Oh.
We got basketball on. There's a Hanes commercial where a cowboy goes into a saloon, holds up a pair of drawers. Next thing you know, he's standing in just his drawers and cowboy boots and turns around and there's women in their bras and underwear. The hell?
Yeah.
It's normal.
That's not the West that I know.
That's not the West I know. Wow.
It's wild.
The outlaw Josie Wales wouldn't do that.
No, but he might paint that wagon red.
He might. That's another Clint Eastwood movie.
With Lee Marvin. And you're like, oh, okay, tell me more. Yeah, well, they start singing in it, okay?
You know, Clint Eastwood does have he did end up on an album. and it's not very good.
Lee Marvin, he was the most badass, like a badass.
And he sang in, yes. And he sang.
Oh, he sang.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're getting off topic.
Oh, yeah, just as we always do. We're talking movies. So
there's like two big movies in our world, at least, that are coming out.
Yeah, I mean, stuff we grew up with. All right, one's Roadhouse.
Yes.
Roadhouse.
So Roadhouse, which...
Subway knows about Roadhouse.
So Roadhouse, when it came out, the original, did not do very well in the theater. It did not do well until it kind of got like a cult following.
I think it went to video, though, it did good like in the rental stores.
Right. Back when we had rental stores.
Yep.
I never thought it was a bad movie. It was an okay movie.
Right.
You know, it's not Gone with the Wind. But of course, you're not expecting it to be Gone with the Wind.
Correct.
So that we have the reboot. Is Hollywood really running out of ideas? Is that what it is? Is that why we have reboots of all this stuff?
No, the people who run the studios have run out of ideas. There are plenty of talented writers and creators.
They're just not giving them their due.
Correct.
They're shit canning their work.
Yeah, that's what happens. I'm sorry.
I wonder how many people really came back after the strike. Like,
some of this stuff we're seeing, it had been greenlit a long time ago that they're finally getting caught up on.
Right.
You know, some of it was like in production or pre or post production all during the strike. So this one they've been working on for some time.
Oh. So we have, what's his name? Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal is playing the...
Dalton.
So it kind of goes along the same premise as the original movie. So in the new movie, he is a UFC fighter who becomes a bouncer.
Yep.
And I guess they got, what's his face? Conor McGregor. To make an appearance.
Not to be confused with Ewan McGregor, who is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Which I did.
Oh,
hello there. Call.
Yes.
Thanks for clarifying that.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, Casey can think like sweet Melissa now.
Yes. Right.
So I don't know what to think. I don't have an urge to go see this film.
That's I'm not excited. I'm not excited. No, it's on one of those streaming ones.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Subway, have you seen it yet?
Oh, Prime. No, it's on Prime, I think.
Are you and the big fella going to go see it?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, the big fella, the big dog, he really loves the original Roadhouse. Like, loves it. Oh, and I do too.
Oh, I know. There's a couple movies that it is both in our wheelhouses. It's that movie, the Berry Gordy movie, the last dragon.
Last Dragon.
Yep. And then obviously the greatest movie of all time.
Karate
Kid's up there. It's definitely a
good film.
But I was gonna say Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
yep.
Like, as Mr. Corinthian Leather.
I got a Khan action figure.
I'm surprised there wasn't like a Chrysler cameo. You know, they have like a.
Like, oh, a no, you'd be great. If Captain's, like their captain's chairs was in
genuine Corinthian leather.
Like yours wrapped in Corinthian leather.
Lee Iacocca makes a cameo.
Yeah. He's an admiral.
Yes. Oh.
Oh no! Yeah.
Admiral Leto.
I don't know if I actually truly want to see it. Like, based on the trailer, I don't find it very, very intriguing. Like, they turn the remake into a UFC storyline. It's like I don't know. I don't know if I truly want to see it. Also, I kind of just don't like Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm just not really much of a Jake Gyllenhaal fan.
It's only on Amazon.
Yeah, it's.
Is not in the movie theaters.
No, it's on Prime.
Right, Subway.
No. Only. Interesting.
It's on Prime.
Prime, not Optimus Prime.
There is a new Ghostbusters that just came out.
I am excited about that. That's good. A movie I'm excited about.
I will watch. I will watch that one.
Yeah, I think that will be a fun movie. So I'm willing to give that a chance. But the other movie that's coming out,
I have mixed feelings about this movie. Go ahead and mention it. Go ahead.
I got another movie after this, but
okay.
The Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Lady Jill did not.
With Ken. Ken's going to be in it.
He is. Ken, oh, yeah. Ken,
I love Ryan
Gosling. He's Knuff.
He is going to be Colt Seavers.
Correct.
So Lady Jill had no reference to Fall Guy.
Well, because she unfortunately grew up sheltered.
She did.
I do not blame her.
So we were watching. You didn't know Fall Guy either?
No, she grew up sheltered.
Yeah, both of you are sheltered.
I think we just grew up later.
Cheetah advertisement. We'll come back to Cheetah in a minute. So we were watching Entertainment Tonight, Lady Jill and I.
Correct.
And they showed Fall Guy. Hey, the Fall Guy movie's coming out. The trailer dropped, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, Jill, this is a film we need to go see. Who's the Fall Guy? I'm like, what?
Who's the Fall
Guy? You didn't watch the TV show? There was, you know, Colt Seavers. He's a bounty hunter, but a stuntman. Had a cool GMC pickup. His cousin.
It's a good show.
Lee his cousin Howie. And the amazing
Heather Thomas.
Yes. Better than Heather Locklear.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Heather Thomas. Team Heather Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
She played Jody.
Yeah.
Woo! Jody. I didn't want to tell.
She broke a lot of hearts in the 80s.
She broke mine. Yeah. So I had to show Lady Jill the intro to show.
It's one of the great intros of the 80s.
Great intro. Real song. Lee Majors actually sang the song.
Yeah.
And Lady Jill was not impressed. So we watched the trailer to the new movie. So it takes place, Colt Seavers, they're in Australia.
Right.
And it seems the way the gist I get in the way that the intro, he's not a bounty hunter. He kind of gets roped into doing some investigative work because the character Jody, he is trying to win back.
Right.
Who is an Australian lady of some sort, like works in the movie industry. Did I follow this correctly?
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah.
She looks good still. Maybe I hadn't.
Heather Thomas?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks good for an old broad.
I mean, she's got a lot of work done, but she looks
the good. One thing about the movie I will say.
You watch your mouth.
I will say they do have, I doubt it's the original pickup, but they do have a square body GMC Sierra like the one they had.
Yeah. That I love those.
Those trucks were cool, man.
Yeah, very cool. The Jeep was pretty cool, yeah, with the big roll bar.
Yep. And then there's Firebirds in that movie or TV show too.
There were.
So General Motors made sure to get they had a lot of pull in Hollywood at one time.
Well, too. Definitely on TV.
Yeah.
They were all over TV shows.
So I don't know. I know. Let me say this. I know. I'm going to give Fall Guy a chance, but I'm not. It's kind of like the Dukes of Hazzard movie. I'm not going to go in there expecting the television show and it to really pay homage to the TV show. Because, again, it really can't. The TV show's happened.
Right.
It's existed.
Correct.
They have to go in a totally different direction. They can take the characters. They can take the premise. But I'm not going in there hoping to see the Colt Seavers that we saw on. I think I don't even remember what night that show came on. Maybe Wednesday night.
That sounds about right.
What are your thoughts as a Fall Guy fan?
I think in the end I'm gonna think two things here. I think I'm gonna end up liking the new movie, but I'm gonna watch it and be like, they could have called it something else.
Oh, I'm sure. That's a good call.
You know, I think in the end, you're just trying to borrow some nostalgia.
And that borrowed nostalgia is going to turn into tickets purchased.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. Definitely getting, we're talking about
it. We're talking about it.
But yeah. I don't know. I'll watch. I'll give it a shot. You know, Ken has shown, he's one of these actors that, you know, someone's like, he almost looks too good to act, but I think he's shown some pretty good range in different roles. You know, I think this will be definitely his wheelhouse with Emily Blunt. I don't know. And she's been on a pretty good run lately anyways.
He doesn't look that good.
Sweet Melissa says she doesn't vote.
You know what? I want you to shut your mouth.
Oh my.
Oh, I mean, she's just
sorry about your luck.
Because this is a talk show, and we need Sweet Melissa.
Yeah, no. But I mean, you're talking about pretty people in a bad way. You're like a beautyist or something. You know.
Well, that's because this show is full of pretty people.
Yes,
I say that very tongue in cheek.
Other
than Sweet Melissa and Lady Jill, they're pretty.
I have a face for radio.
I definitely have a face for radio. That's why I'm here, folks.
Oh my God.
Actually, in fact, I have a face for podcasting.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So here's my question, too,
crazy.
On this film, the Fall Guy movie. Do you think they incorporate the old TV show theme song?
Oh, that would be so cool. Or at least, like, sneak in a cameo of someone. Like, they don't have to have a big scene, but, you know... Hey, if you're going to...
Lee Majors is still living, right?
Yeah.
He's still alive. He's in his older. 80s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 84. Heather,
yeah, there you go. Same age
was I really
as Big John.
Shit? She had work done.
Hey, listen.
Oh,
I don't
of course.
Know why
all of Hollywood has had work done.
Well, I know, but Casey thinks I was talking shit, so I just found like an exaggerated picture.
I mean, someone's drinking a lot of Haterade over here.
I'm
it's already confirmed that he's going to make a cameo.
Who?
Yes.
Lee Majors.
Yep.
He just sold 3 tickets.
And don't sold!
Tell me, and don't tell me he doesn't still draw tickets. He's putting asses in seats, folks.
That's right. Lee, hey, this is
Lee
a guy.
Effing Majors.
He landed Farrah Fawcett.
What a legend.
Oh, he's a legend.
If you could do that, you're a legend.
Listen, our friend Jimmy on the show has met Lee Majors.
That's amazing. We need to get him on and tell Lee Major's story. See if you can dial Jimmy up.
I'll see if I can get in touch with him.
Folks, this is happening real time right now. We could have a Lee Major story. We'll see what happens. Casey's working on it. He is the mastermind of our show. Making it as wonderful and stupendous as it is.
Yeah, we'll just see if he chimes in. We'll get his take on it. Hey, all right, so the other movie.
What's their next movie?
And I think the release date's like August. Beetlejuice.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Only 2 Beetlejuice.
I didn't see this.
Yeah. Well, careful. Don't say it again.
I know.
Because then Beetlejuice appears.
Yes.
Oh, I just said it. Shit.
Yeah.
So did I. So now we're at 4. We're good.
Do you think the fourth time cancels it out?
I think it's going to be really good. Like the promo, it's just mostly
I have to look this
music.
Up.
They got Jenny Ortega.
Is it a reboot?
Who's like the new Addams Family girl does the Tuesday Addams?
Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah, close. It's Thursday, it's one of those
Friday,
middle of the week days.
Saturday. There it is, folks.
Yes. And Winona Ryder's back, Catherine O'Hara's back, and obviously Michael Keaton reprising the role of Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's good to know. That was going to be my question. Yeah.
And all they do in a promo when he finally shows up, he just says the juice is loose. So I'm like, this movie's going to be
all right,
awesome.
Just with that one liner, I'm in.
Hey, did you watch?
Willem
Dafoe is
going to be in the new movie.
Oh, what's that?
Yep. Are you there?
I think we lost Subway.
There he is.
Yeah. What's up,
Bob? Willem Dafoe is going to be in the movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like Willem Dafoe.
He's great. He's my favorite actor of all time.
I can't believe he hasn't won an Oscar in something.
He should have won in 2018. Instead, they gave it to Rami Malek.
Oh, yeah. For
it was
Mercury. Yeah. Yeah, he was a pretty good Freddie Mercury, I'll give him though.
Yeah. I think as time goes by, I kind of like once all these like music biopics come out, you kind of think Bohemian Rhapsody is kind of now it's kind of bad, I would say.
What?
When it comes to biopics.
Bad good?
I said bad.
He meant bad isn't bad.
What if they remade? Oh, so all right, we're gonna talk remakes. They're supposed to be redoing the Highlander. I don't know if you ever gotten that. And that's kind of more fantasy. I would say, you know, with Christopher Lambert, and you know, he's got like a mythical power, and there's only so many people, and you know, he's the one, and but they are redoing it, and I forget who they... Henry Cavill, the last Superman.
Oh,
yes.
Cavill? I'm sorry.
No, you said it right, Cavill.
I did say it right.
I think so, yes.
Okay. Well, he's going to be the Highlander, so that could be exciting. And rumor is that... Well, I don't know. I'm just going to throw it out there. Christopher Lambert will make a cameo. I don't know.
Wait, Christopher Lambert.
Yeah. He's an actor. He did a lot of like B movies in the 80s, but he was a guy that did like a lot of B movies, but he's always pretty solid in them.
There's not that you're making a living.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He did a lot of work.
Was he on Step by Step?
No. I don't think he was ever like a TV guy that I'm familiar with.
Maybe not. No. Actually, there's another news about another movie that is getting a sequel. I don't know if you heard.
Lay it on me.
All right. So according to Christopher McDonald, actor Christopher McDonald, Adam Sandler has a script for Happy Gilmore, the sequel.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I love Adam Sandler, but I don't know how I feel about this.
So we may be getting a Happy Gilmore sequel.
I'm curious to where they take that.
This is from Shooter McGavin himself.
Will he still be eating pieces of shit for breakfast?
Wow. Yep.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Patrick Duffy plays Frank Lambert in Step by Step. I was so fucking close.
All right.
Her brain works so weird.
It's a special place.
I don't know how you get those two like tied the same. Like Lambert and Duffy.
That's the fun part. He gets it now.
It's haunting.
He's required.
I don't know.
None of us know. Nope. But that's why we have Melissa.
But that's why I have to Google.
That's it. Melissa's charm.
Her brain's an acquired taste.
Wow. Wow.
But boy, does it taste good.
Yeah.
That's why I have to Google so many things, because sometimes I don't know why my brain does what it does. Mm. So I have to figure it out with the Google machine.
The Google machine.
Look, Frank Duffy looks like Alex Trebek now.
Oh, you're talking about Bobby Eubanks or Bobby Ewing.
Wait, Frank Duffy? You mean Patrick Duffy?
No, we're talking about Bobby Ewing. He's part of the Ewing Patrick family. They're like,
you know, just said Dallas.
Yeah.
Are you trying to think like me?
Yeah, no, you said Frank Duffy, isn't it Patrick Duffy?
No, Patrick Duffy is Frank Lambert.
We're talking about Bobby Ewing.
Bobby Ewing.
But he's also Bobby Ewing.
The Ewing clan.
Yeah.
I could have sworn Lambert I heard her say Frank Duffy.
She did. She did.
I did?
Yes, you did. Yeah. Subway, you heard correctly.
Well, then I combined them.
But I'd like everyone to understand you're glossing over the fact we're talking about Bobby Ewing.
Bobby Ewing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oddly enough, you didn't know this, but through marriage, his cousin was Patrick Ewing of the Knicks. So,
whoa.
Yeah.
Everybody, you're welcome.
That was a great episode when he kind of guest starred.
Kind
of? I don't know. I made it up.
It's kind of like this whole show. Kind of made up.
All right. So a movie I would like to have remade
is
Flash Gordon.
Okay.
I think, well, look, the technology is there to make it better. You got actually a lot of story. It was a big, long comic ran on it. So you don't have to, you can expound on it. You change it a little. I think you can make it fun.
So here's my question. Do you think
and an outlier comic hasn't been overplayed? Like, they're going to, like, we're going to do Batman. Like, let me guess. He's got, like, abandonment issues or, like, you know, Superman or whatever. You know, they've done the same ones, and they always do the same origin story. Like, we get it.
So that answers my question.
Okay.
Because I was going to say, do you think the filmgoers still have an appetite for comic book movies?
I think if it's something different than seen or seen in a while, then yes.
I agree.
Because the last Guardians of the Galaxy, like, absolutely crushed.
Absolutely. But again, you know, like you said, an outlier comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they have a pretty good ride at.
And I think that was a movie that could have been, should have been better. It wasn't, but it was the 80s, you know.
Oh, The Flash?
I mean, I like it because when I was a kid, it came out, and I watched it all the time as a kid.
I remember watching it.
Now, and you got to watch out for Ming.
Watch out.
Watch out for Ming. But, you know.
Flash Gordon, I'm not. No, you know my thing is
hear me out on this one real quick. Now that I'm brainstorming, because this is how I work. My brain's in the storm. It's a sequel. You're just picking up where the story left off, because Flash Gordon ends with Ming will return.
Got a point.
So you pick it up, it's like a few years later or whatever, or the next day, you know, like a soap opera, it just continues. I think you can make it happen. You bring back Timothy Dalton.
That's true.
He's available.
He is.
That'd be great. Yeah. And it's like 20 years in the future. So Timothy, like, we don't have to put makeup on you. You're old as shit.
You're old. So you're already old.
But he's always a Bond.
Hey, we got a shirt. Ecuador Jeff says, Don't forget about Ming.
That would be in the movie line of Ecuador Jeff.
Yeah. We are on to something.
Yeah, I mean,
of course we are.
My thing is, like, I would approve doing it, but my thing is what happens with the role of Flash Gordon? Because would you do Sam Jones again, or, like, find someone else?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's not a good actor. We'll just say that.
No, but he did great as Flash Gordon.
Nah, you know, I'd like to try to work with him, you know. I mean, why not, right? I mean, there is a certain charm to he was Flash Gordon. And he's obviously got a good sense of humor and stuff. He, you know, did work on the Ted movies. I don't know.
Yep.
Why not, right? Yeah. Again, if we're doing a story where he's much older, then I think he's the obvious first choice you got to go. If it's just like a story that's a year down the road, then maybe you can sneak him in somewhere in the story where it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because we're writing this now. It's on. Like Donkey Kong. Right?
No, he could be in a whatever. I mean, you could figure it out. Yeah, just I'm going to throw a couple ideas. I'll get to a couple script doctors. They'll punch up something and boom, bang, bomb. You know, we got a blockbuster on our hands, you know?
Yeah.
Or something that goes straight to video.
It's probably going to go straight to video.
But a video blockbuster.
At least it would go to video. Yeah, that would be unique. Now, just don't let it go straight to streaming.
Straight to what?
Streaming.
Streaming.
Well, that's like straight to video now.
I know, but I
sort of, kinda.
People should have to buy the video.
Well, that's the problem. No one's buying videos.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this. Like Blockbuster went out of business.
Oh, we could bring it back. One left.
No,
no, I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah,
there's one left.
If you really want to go, you want to go, just go to Washington State. Just that, I guess that's where the last one is.
Oh, I think they already
really.
Closed.
I didn't even know that.
Old documentary.
No, there's only one left that's still open. All but one.
Who's the poor bastard still? You know, schlepping away at it.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I will look that up right now.
That's very important.
I'm ready to buy.
Blockbuster.
For a very small amount.
Let's see. Oh, no. There's one franchise store that is open in Bend, Oregon.
No, that's the one that closed. That's the one.
Here, why don't you call them right now, Subway?
Yeah.
You should.
They showed it on a documentary. They were packing up and out of there.
What, in the one in Oregon?
Yeah.
Hold up.
You remember
Kansas? No, it's still there.
Oh,
it's still there. Yeah.
No, they lied on their documentary then.
All right, so I'm on the all-knowing Wikipedia. Let's see what it says here.
Yeah, there's
all right now. I'm serious.
So do they... So. This last Blockbuster, do they still rent videos? What's the premise? Is it still a video store? You get like DVDs now, or
he's asking you, Subway.
Subway.
Google shows that they are all permanently closed. Oh, because that's Tampa.
Subway.
Oh, I think we lost him.
Oh, he's gone again. Unless he got really shy.
I doubt that.
He got Hello? Shy again.
Hello?
Oh, there
hey,
you are.
Hey, there you go.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
It. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
my
no,
God.
It's still there.
Hold on. I got something to do here.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? All right, I'm making a call.
Are you really?
Well, you got to keep it off. The no speaker. Well, you got to let them know if we're, you know, broadcasting or something. No, you got to. We can't hear that.
They didn't say anything about the story.
Right. Well, you got to give people a heads up.
It was a recording.
Okay.
But right. That means they're open.
There you go. They're open.
Yeah. All right.
But it says they're open, like, now.
There you go.
Too bad they're not closer. We could go.
Yeah.
I'm so confused. Why'd they lie on their thingy-ma-do?
I don't know.
Good question.
We may have to research this. This could be a topic.
I'm calling again.
It could be.
Oh. I'll call him. This is even better. Oh, yeah.
Well, Big Mike.
Just sent yes.
Oh, wait. What's that there, Subway?
I just sent you guys the link to the website of the last Blockbuster. They're still All right. selling. They're still rent.
All right. I just clicked on it. BendBlockbuster.com.
They say they're the last one, but they're the one on the...
Oh, look at that. Blockbuster, 21,000 movies to choose from.
But they did the documentary where they closed.
I don't know. I mean, it's not... I can't drive down the street to just...
Well, there's
okay, so here we go. In the age of Netflix.
Ago. picture's from a week ago.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't been on my radar. No.
They're how
just,
did we get on?
I just thought it was a footnote in the history of movies.
Well, for the most part, it's basically like a mom and pop store at this point.
Yeah.
And there's a few of those that still exist, and you know, it's a niche thing, obviously.
So. Somebody drove from LA a month ago on their Google page just to go there.
Right.
That's how they're making the big bucks, or how they're staying open.
How are they staying open?
No, I'm saying I bet they are because people go just to see it.
Well, so people have to spend money. I mean, just to see it is not going to...
I mean, if you go to see it, your chances of spending money are higher than if you don't.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know. Who knows?
Right. Well...
Well, there it is. So on their webpage, the last Blockbuster documentary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's an official trailer to it.
Right. And you could buy it.
I thought that it was gone.
Well, I think you were wrong.
I guess so. It happens to the best of us.
It'll happen.
All right. So we know there's one Blockbuster. That has changed my life in no way, no form or fashion, but hey.
Yep.
Do you want some news or do you want to talk about your days first?
We can do news.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do some news.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Sure.
Coming at you live, this sweet Melissa with probably not breaking news because there's ridiculousness happening all around us. Did anybody hear about couple vacationing in Florida arrested after being found passed out on beach, children gone?
Huh?
Wow. That's so, the couple arrested on beach after children were gone.
Yep, and they were found passed out.
Okay, so got us hooked.
It's Florida man and woman, but they're from Georgia, so we got a little twist.
Well, it's Georgia man, Georgia woman.
Right. They fell asleep on Daytona Beach, fell asleep with air quotes.
Air quotes, meaning they were maybe drunk?
Maybe.
Okay.
They were 27. They had not such an easy time waking them up with air quotes.
Wow.
It was during the day. They had beer cans, empty beer cans, empty bottle of whiskey.
Oh, boy.
But they were passed out and the kids were gone.
How old were the children?
Oh, tiny. 5 and 7.
Oh, boy.
They were in a pool not far away is where they found them.
But they found them dead and bloated.
Oh, no. So mom and dad decided to get fucked up on some beer and whiskey.
But it's Daytona, so it's okay. There was another kid in the pool poking them with a stick.
They should be more sunburnt, and I don't know why this dude's got...
Maybe it was an overcast day.
But that's when they say you get worse, Brent.
Wait, let me see this guy. I think I know him.
Nuh-uh!
No.
Looks like he's got a... Does he have a black eye?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he looks all jacked up.
Oh, he tried to run.
Oh, okay. That was my next question.
Holy crap. Did he resist? Look at his whole face is a mess. Is that sun poisoning?
No, I think that's... He got his ass whooped by the cops because he was running.
Holy shit.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Oh, I'm glad you
put it. All right, let's see the wifey poo.
Where'd she
Let's go? See her picture.
Hold on. Holy crap. I didn't zoom in on these at all.
They're going to make a movie about these two knuckleheads and they're going to be the victims.
Right.
They're not as bad.
Wow.
But she was face first. There's another picture of them passed out.
And you don't have that for us?
I do.
Yeah, bury the lead.
So we can describe it to our listening audience.
They're dying to know.
See, they look more red there.
Well, you know, when you fall asleep on the beach, that can happen.
Well, let me turn it.
Oh, wow.
They're like, oh, but we're snuggling.
So, okay, what? So the picture, we got wifey.
There's lots of jail tattoos.
That's from the body cam.
So the wife is laying to the right. Husband has his arm draped over her. She looks like she has no top on. No top, Melissa? Is it a no top situation?
She has a very small bikini. One.
Yeah, okay, small bikini. So small bikini.
It's
oh, bikini. Looks like the dude's... Okay, she's wearing like a white and pink bikini. Looks like hubby's got a pink and black board shorts on. They look very serene. Sleeping on the beach.
They're like, stop waking us up, Mr. Officer.
Wow. So, folks, imagine just falling asleep. Oh, look, there's the evidence. There's a cooler. And it looks like a, what is that?
Oh, that's like a radio, isn't it? The red
thing. Yeah.
They got like a Bluetooth speaker.
They had a good party. But see the jail tattoos? Maybe they're not all jail tattoos.
Well, you know, when you start playing Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton's Islands of Stream, things are going to happen.
Things are going to happen, you know.
Oh, but they're sharing one towel. I just noticed that. There's two.
So that's corners. You find that sweet? That's sweet.
No, yeah, but that towel also has bed bugs.
It probably has other things.
From that, from the hotel they're staying in on Daytona Beach.
Because, yeah. Hey. What happens at Daytona Beach also goes home with you from Daytona Beach.
That's right.
It's the day before St. Patrick's Day. They were
oh, they were early. Partying. They got geared up for St. Patty's on a Saturday.
Yeah, they kept yelling something about Amateur Day. I don't know what they were talking about.
It's a bunch of amateurs. So the children were found in a pool.
Not dead and bloated.
Casey was incorrect in
reporting. I took
that.
Some artistic liberties.
Okay, if that's what we want to call it.
Oh, and also, he's not the dad.
Oh,
Maury Povich, though. He's not the father.
What's his name?
Oh.
Georgia Man?
Yeah.
Oh. You are not the father.
You're not the father. It had to be your dick in...
Timothy.
What's that?
Timothy.
All right.
Well,
AKA Georgia Man.
There's a last name on here. But
yeah. Well, yeah. Timothy the Georgia Man.
You are not the father. But you are arrested.
Not the father.
It looks like you got clobbered by the by Daytona law enforcement for running away.
Oh, they caused him to face plant on the ground. You're right.
You know what? What did he leave his lady behind? Like, see ya. See ya, toots. I'm out of here. And then you hear like the like you hear the cartoons.
Yeah, he just there's like two footprints on her back from him running away.
They're both charged with child neglect.
Imagine that.
And only he, well, of course, he's charged with trying to escape. But and he's the one charged with alcoholic beverages on the beach. Which apparently.
Well, apparently.
Currently.
What's the mom's name?
Alicia.
Oh, yeah. Like Georgia woman.
Yeah.
See that? Florida man's got competition now.
Yeah, don't sleep on Georgia.
Don't sleep on Florida man. This is your buddy Big Mike coming at you. Listen, that's a good Georgia man. I think Georgia man went up to you just now. So Florida man, we need you to go out and do something crazy and something cool to take back the title of, you know, morally ill responsible.
Yes.
I got one more morally ill responsible.
Go ahead.
Because it matches. It goes along with.
Oh, it's a companion story.
Yeah, but you can only do two for Tuesday on Tuesdays.
It's Saturday.
But if people listen on Tuesday.
Second Saturday.
Second Saturday? Six for Saturday?
All right, we'll figure it out. We'll get the marketing team in here later.
Right?
All right.
That last story was brought to us by Fox. I'm sorry if you don't love
them. All right, so Fox, a pretty credible news source.
The next one is People. We know we like our
People magazine. Okay, go ahead.
Babysitter mad after parents hire her to watch kids until 11 p.m. to attend wedding, then don't return until 5:30 a.m. It kind of just told the whole story that.
Yeah, pretty much you're turning the page at this point.
Right?
So the babysitter's mad. Let me see if I understand this. The babysitter's mad because mom and dad did not return. He or she was supposed to be relieved at 11.
Uh-huh. They really did put the whole article on.
Mom and dad didn't show up till 5:30. Uh-huh. They had a good time.
Right. And didn't answer their phone. And the babysitter was calling the cops, worried about them.
Does the article describe what mom and dad looked like when they returned? Mm-hmm. Dad's shirt half untucked. A stain on his coat.
Shit hammered.
Shit face drunk still.
Oh, and this was with
with her high heels in her hand, stumbling.
I'll look for that.
Her dress ripped halfway up. Mom and dad giggling and laughing.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine.
Oh, the couple asked. So this wedding started at 5 o'clock.
Right.
Woo! They had a good time.
Yeah, that's a 12-hour party. And at 10:15, the babysitter got a text asking if she could stay with the kids till midnight, and she said, yes, have fun. 5.5 hours later, 13-week-old baby son and a 2-year-old daughter.
Wow. Mom and dad said, fuck it. We're having a good time.
Well, look, in the parents' defense, they're sleeping.
What's that? No harm, no foul.
We didn't want to wake them.
That's what dad told mom. No harm, no foul.
Yeah, they're sleeping. You know what we're coming home to? This is maybe our last chance.
This is the last hurrah. Let's go. Another round. Woo!
Yeah.
Actually, how old are the parents? The babysitter is 23. Now I'm wondering how old the parents are. They're like 25.
Are they?
No. Oh. I don't know. I'm looking.
So.
And I'm looking to see.
Now, did the babysitter sue the parents? What made this news? Other than the parents just partying their ass off.
I think the shock value.
Oh.
The cops were there at 5:22 and were taking a statement from the babysitter.
As mom and dad pull up in the driveway.
Right. It sounds like. Finally showed up.
With Motley Crue blaring on the stereo.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dad opens the door. Beer cans come rolling out.
See, I didn't get this far, I guess, when I read it. The mom ran into the house, running, thinking something happened to the kids. Not yet! Oh, she said their phones died, and they didn't know how to get home from the venue.
That's a really poor excuse. Nice try.
Yeah.
Nice try, Mom.
We don't have chargers because we're responsible parents.
All right, so what happened next?
The babysitter demanded to be paid right then and left.
Rightfully so.
That's exhausting. She was awake for 12 hours.
I would have gone to sleep.
Can we Venmo you the money?
No, I only take cash.
I gladly pay.
Oh, wait, I'll do it Tuesday.
No, I only take cash. J.G. Wentworth, I need my cash now. 877 cash now.
877 cash now.
877 cash now.
That's what dad was hearing in the back of his head. Like, oh, shit. As his head was pounding.
Yes.
Oh, this is good. Shortly after the babysitter left.
Shortly.
She received a lengthy message from the couple about how this is my job and I'm a huge asshole for disrespecting them and calling the police.
Wow. No, I say no.
Right.
The babysitter was doing the right thing.
Right. She was concerned for them, not thinking.
Good job, babysitter.
Yeah.
Unnamed babysitter.
Yay, you.
What state did this take place in?
I don't think it said.
Mm.
It's a secret.
Oh, then it didn't happen.
Right. It's it's a movie.
It's fake news. Didn't happen.
Fake.
Well, it's on Reddit.
Apparently. Oh, then it definitely happened.
It happened.
Then it's true.
And actually, you know, it's funny. I think that's how, I want to say both these stories ended up in the news.
On Reddit?
Yeah, which I don't know how the other one, maybe it's just this one.
So, did the article say whether or not the babysitter got compensated for?
It sounds like she did.
How much do you think that cost? What? I'm out of the loop. What does a babysitter earn?
I don't know either, but I would say my guess would be, depending on your expertise.
Let's say this is a skilled babysitter.
I would think like 10 to 15 an hour.
That sounds low.
Does it? I don't know.
I think it's at maybe 20 bucks an hour.
Probably not what these people paid.
All right, let's go with your 15.
I don't know. But then you got it right. You do it by 12 hours.
Hey, babysitter's getting paid. So yeah, that's...
it's not that much.
No, it's 180 bucks. Hey, listen, I'd take the 180.
Yeah, but now that you say it like that, maybe it should be 20. We're deciding the going rate for a babysitter.
Babysitters. Yeah. So, hey, anybody out there on the message board, if you can give us the going rate of babysitters,
yeah,
we would appreciate that.
I'm interested now.
So if it's 20 bucks an hour, then it's 240 bucks.
Which still doesn't sound like enough for
this. Hey, listen, I don't know about in your world. 240 makes things happen in Big Mike's world.
$240 an hour?
No. $240 for that babysitting situation.
Oh yeah.
So if we're I don't know.
So I just found the girl's Reddit, but we'll do that in a post show. Her Reddit article thing that is pretty much what we talked about. She just has a little more details.
I'm just gonna say, so the couple, so the lady mom, irresponsible mom, sent a lengthy message telling the babysitter how it's not, she did wrong by contacting the police.
How dare you worry about us not coming home to our
children,
brand
our
new baby.
Brand new baby and 2-year-old.
Right. Yeah. Screw them. They lose. I hope they're still in jail. We'll have to find an update.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's safe to say that they're not going to hire that babysitter again.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that this was a one and done.
You're out of a job, Toots. You really blew it.
You blew it now.
Oh, I just learned something, too. AITAH apparently stands for Am I the Asshole? That was the name of her Reddit.
Am I
the Asshole? That's not her Reddit, but that's the, that's like the...
heading.
Yeah, and then someone tells a story. And then someone tells a fake ass story.
And then it says not the a-hole at the top. Is that the vote?
I don't know.
Any Reddit experts out there?
I'm going to say not real story.
What?
I would hope.
Didn't happen.
What?
But it sounds really good.
It's really long.
Well, hey, movies are long too.
War and
Somebody
Peace
had to write those.
Is really long. That wasn't a true story.
It's very detailed.
Casey's got a point.
We'll have a post-show conversation. It's very detailed.
That so is War and Peace.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that are detailed that are not true.
That are fictitious.
Yeah, there are a lot of details in The Sopranos. Not true.
Not true. Fictitious.
Yeah. Never happened.
We'll find the police report.
Yeah, okay.
We're digging too deep on this one.
Then we got to become one of those crime drama podcasts.
I think that's a crowded field.
I think it's a way crowded field. A lot more crowded than I think that's even necessary. People really like that much true crime?
Lady Jill likes it. I'll tell you that.
Well, it's because you have to figure out if it's real or not. Right?
Maybe. No, it's not real. Never happened. Someone eating green eggs and ham had a better chance.
That happened.
A cat with a big, ridiculous stovetop hat is more plausible than the story.
I hope you're right, for those kids' sake.
Mm.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish is more likely outcome than the story that this yarn that Sweet Melissa
been spun.
Spinning.
Wow, here. That's appropriate too. Melissa loves yarn.
She does yarn. Oh, she's a yarn lady, as they call her.
Cat lady.
She's a yarner.
As all the kids yell out, Yankee Lima, which is yarn code lady. For yarn lady.
What?
Yankee phonetic, Lima. Phonetic alphabet.
Yeah.
Sweet Melissa.
Oh, I like it.
Yep. Old Yankee Lima over here.
What about Lima? Maybe it's Lima.
Hey, what was Ecuador Jeff supposed to say earlier in his t-shirt?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, we'll have to re-listen.
We'll have to re-listen to the show.
We're going to have to re-listen to the show.
That's right, folks.
Quick, somebody tell us on the message board what it was.
Nah, they're not listening.
No, yeah. they when they hear Ecuador Jeff, they're pretty much, they're paying attention to what's on TV.
No.
That's not us. They should be paying attention because this is the up-and-coming clothing line. You thought when you're a kid, Cavaricci was the thing?
I think he could say something like, this sandwich is bereft of tuna.
No, it's not. Because Subway, I mean, that sandwich shop uses real tunas. Real tuna fish. They even have dolphins caught in the nets to prove it.
And they promise now with more dolphins.
More with now. But hey, listen, I'm going to get on my Apple box and tell you Subway's tuna pretty much rocks out there. I don't. Jimmy John's, it's good, but it's not a Subway tuna.
Or not, Big Mike condones it.
Have you heard that the sandhill crane is the prime rib of the sky?
No, I have not. This Where did that
good,
come from?
This is a good
There's someone that
somebody's cooked one of these things.
Well, look, I
allegedly,
I don't know. Allegedly, but
is that a protected bird in the state?
Here it is, and they're docile because no one hunts them, so they have no fear of us. You know, those dum dums just like attack windows because they see their reflection, but. In like Canada, you can hunt them. And I know someone that's going on a hunting trip.
They're going to go after sandhill cranes?
So I just started screaming homewrecker to them. Because they mate for life, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, homewrecker! Homewrecker! That's all I just kept saying. But what he was saying, he's like, you know, not protected there. And
so the Canadians say, fuck it.
And it's supposed to be a lot of good meat on it. Ribeye of the sky.
Ribeye of the sky.
Tell him what else he told you about a certain water creature.
Yes. Not to start a whole federal investigation.
Oh,
so
God.
It's said, because look, I've had the joke about the veal of the sea. The manatee.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, look, they're
veal of the sea.
They're limber. I mean, think about it. I'm not wrong. They just kind of lay around. They're brining all day.
Folks at home, you can't see Casey, but he just showed us. Yeah.
Apparently, a guy knows a guy that knows a guy that was a true Florida redneck that said it is the most tender meat you'll ever have.
Folks, that's your second Florida man story.
How this guy, like...
Listen, when you grow up in these little towns on the outskirts, you know, what's left of real Florida, you're going to run into some colorful people. You're going to run into a couple guys that were like retired outlaw bikers.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of manatees.
I can see an outlaw biker eating a manatee.
Sure.
They don't give a fuck. They live by a different code than the rest of us.
I don't know. We're there's a lot of different Floridas out there, but people forget about what real Florida is.
Anyways, old Florida.
Old Florida. Anyways. yeah. So pretty.
Ribeye in the sky.
So I just kept yelling home wrecker.
So this friend of yours who's going to go.
He's more. There's duck and goose. Because I thought, like, you know, Saskatchewan's like, if I remember right, that's north of the Dakotas. There's a lot of pheasant yep. and quail and stuff like that. But he's like, no, we're going, like, wherever he's at, it's going to be like duck and geese and that they're going to hunt. It's not my thing, but, you know, to each their own.
Yeah, not my thing either. So how did the Sandhill Crane thing come up?
Well, I guess they're available up there.
That's so horrible. Why am I laughing? They're available. They're on the menu.
They are on the menu. Yeah.
So, I didn't know they flew up to Canada. I thought they just resided down here. Yeah. I thought they were just, they were Florida birds.
I guess like Florida man's
friends.
They probably got stuck during COVID.
Yeah, I don't have passports.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's one of those things.
Kind of disturbing. I can't see that as a meal.
Right? I agree.
All right. Well, have them report back to us.
Yeah.
This show might need to be called Disturbing.
Ribeye of the Sky.
Well, but all the things have been, a lot of the things, you know, the babysitter that may or may not have been stuck with kids and then the beach thing. Kind of funny.
Hey,
we're not there.
Hey, Subway.
Yeah.
Are you still with us?
I am.
Did you you wouldn't have a Listo for us, would you?
You betcha I do.
All right.
Wow. 10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Subway's list.
Listo.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think you guys will like this list very well.
Oh, boy.
I mean, fast, I think, in Spanish.
Anytime you lead in like that.
I think it was Japanese, but go ahead.
No. I truly think you guys are going to like this. Okay.
Try us on for size.
Well, yeah. March Madness is still is like underway right now.
Correct.
An amazing time for sports.
Right.
One of my favorite time for sports. But right here, my list I have, this is from Yahoo Sports. This is the top 10 greatest basketball programs of all time.
Wait. College
basketball program.
I'm just going to be guessing out of my ass on this one.
Wait, now what do you mean programs? Do you mean like one singular year or no, do you mean like just
history and success
.
From 1949 to now?
I think me and Melissa are sunk.
Yeah, I'm not even starting to think because it's not going to happen.
There's actually 25, but we're obviously going to cut down to 10. So if you get any of the other outs, the 11 to 25, that'll be an honorable mention.
Okay.
And if you get 0?
Well, then.
Not on the list.
Oh, that's right.
All right, we'll start with Casey.
Well, we're going to do this. I'm going to go with the team that Calipari's destroyed, which is the University of Kentucky.
That is number one.
Even in him trying to ruin the program, they're still number one. Amazing.
Yeah. All right, Big Mike.
I'm just going to pull shit out of my ass. Duke.
It's number As three.
That would be short for Duker.
That was number three, not two.
Yeah, that was three. A pretty good Dookie guess. It's number three.
Well, I know a little bit. I know a spoonful.
You don't?
Green Day, Dookie.
That's her guess, Green Day.
Green Day.
Is that right?
Subway Green Day. Is Green Day on the list?
No, yeah. It's not.
It is.
Good guess, Melissa.
Nice.
All right, sweet Melissa. What's your true guess?
It is... Hold on. I forgot. Hang on.
Juan.
Let's say UNC.
That's number two.
Wait. Which UNC? Of Wilmington? Of Raleigh? No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, we got the...
The one
that was number
North
two.
Carolina.
What number was that, Subway?
Number two.
Oh. Two. So we got the top three. We know how that goes. We did that last week, and then
you get nothing.
Then it was just garbage after that. But hey, we got top three. Let's give it.
Hey, you know what?
I think this is the first time we did back to back like that.
Yeah. Pretty damn good. Sure. We're
I
good.
Think so. Mm. Yeah. Oh my God, that was great. All right, Casey, you're back up.
Well,
we're done.
I'm gonna go with UConn.
Not
UConn. So UConn is not in the top 10.
Wow,
it's actually
okay.
It's number 24 though. So it's an honorable mention.
Okay.
Honorable mention.
Close.
All right, Big Mike.
All right, how about? How about
that's the sound of thinking.
Yep.
I'll think of something. Give me a minute.
Well, we can't give you a whole minute.
Can you give me 30 seconds?
I'll work on something like that.
How about
commentary? Commentary. There's a lot of great teams out there.
Think of a school named after a state. That's what I'm going to just say. Just
a state. Florida State.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not on the list.
No. Not on the list.
But still, it's a good
school. But all right. Charlie Ward did his best.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, sweet Melissa.
I'm going to say... Purdue.
Oh, great choice.
Purdue. It is not in the top 10, but it's number 17, so it's an honorable mention.
Yeah, they're a Big Ten powerhouse for sure. They're always in the tournament.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, then I'm going to go with Kansas.
That is number four.
Yes. Yeah. Look at that. Top four. We got locked in, folks.
Got the top four. There you go. All right, Big Mike.
Let's go with LSU.
LSU. LSU is not on the list.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, sweet Melissa.
NC State.
North Carolina State. Is not on the list.
Bill.
Hmm.
All right. Casey.
Indiana.
Oh, that's
Indiana is number eight.
Yes. They had, I think, the last perfect season.
Yeah, I believe so. In what? The 70s, I believe.
Right? Yeah, I think 76.
76. Oh, that was the Kent Benson, right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Big Mike.
How about?
Oh, that hurt.
There's like Auburn. One big.
Who?
Auburn.
Auburn.
Who? No. Auburn is not on the list.
They've been good though lately.
Yeah, especially yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, not a good day for Barkley, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, sweet Melissa.
I'm going to throw it at Gonzaga.
So Gonzaga is not in the top 10, but they are number 21, so it's an honorable mention.
Yep, for sure.
You getting the honorable mention? Yep. All right, Casey.
All right, so we're going to do probably one more round on this, right?
Two. Yeah, let's do one more round.
I think you should always give two.
Two more?
Yeah.
What, are you trying to torture me over here?
Well, no, but I feel like I have to have fair warning. One's not enough.
I'm going to say it's got to be the Cuse, baby. Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh, not in the top 10. It was one off of the top 10. It was number 11.
I was trying to think up that way, and I didn't get very far.
Not a lot of Big East love on here so far.
But there are schools.
I think. All right. Big Mike.
How about... USC.
USC. USC is not on the list.
Huh? Not on the list. All right.
Oh, he went away on my...
No, not on the list. All right, Sweet Melissa.
Darn it, there's something I'm thinking of. It just isn't coming out of my mouth.
Who came up with this list again?
Yahoo Sports.
Yahoo Sports. Interesting. All right.
Let's just go with Tennessee. They're right in front of us.
Tennessee. They are not on the list.
All right. I'm going to do this one more time. All
right.
There's got to be a Big East team on this list.
I know there is, too.
And it's got to be Bobby Ewing's by marriage cousin that had the center.
I know.
Patrick Ewing.
I know where this is going.
Georgetown, baby. Georgetown. Tell me Georgetown's on that list.
So it's not in the top 10.
Oh,
it's number 20. It's an honorable mention.
Was this list written by WeHateBigEastBasketball.com?
Georgetown was in it a lot a long time ago, wasn't they?
Oh, yeah, all through
the
80s.
Yeah, but didn't they always come like... But they couldn't like win.
Yeah, but they were always up there.
Yeah.
Like the whole Big East aligned against Georgetown.
Huh.
Oh man.
That's how bad it was. All right. Big Mike.
Rutgers.
That's a good guess.
Rutgers is not on the list.
I already knew
Jersey.
That.
No, but they
my
really
dad graduated
do.
From Rutgers.
Yeah.
Don't
that's
they,
good school.
They play good basketball now, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Sweet Melissa.
Yeah, Sweet Melissa, you're the
put
last
put us
one.
Out of the pain, Melissa.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe we didn't need to. I'm going to say Michigan.
I think that's a good one.
Ooh, so Michigan's on the list, not in the top 10. It's number
13. All right, it's honorable mention.
For the record, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 honorable mentions.
That's pretty good. Plus the, what do we get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
We got 5 top 10. So, I mean, we're kind of proficient.
All right, since we're done, I'm throwing
we had the top 4.
We did get the top 4. We had the top 3 in the first round.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome.
That is good.
Yay for us.
I'm going to say the Florida Gators since we're not really playing now.
Well, no, now we just go through the list.
It's not even on the list, so nice try.
Oh, good.
All right, so Subway.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
But
all right. Nice. Let's run through it. Number 10.
The Ohio State University.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number 9.
Michigan State.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it, I almost said that, and I decided Michigan.
Tom Izzo, legend.
Yep.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Number 7, Arizona.
Yeah, Wildcats.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's they just knocked out Dayton.
Number 6.
Flyers will be back next year.
The number 6 is the controversial Louisville.
Yes.
It's Louisville.
Oh, Patino, baby.
Oh, that's right.
And number five.
Hey, now he's in New York.
Yep.
Number five. I'm surprised none of you guys got this. This is a legendary basketball program, UCLA.
Yeah, when Big Mike said USC, I thought right away, Mike, yep, UCLA. Especially just the wooden years alone and nothing else is worthy of making that a top program.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. There you go. Subway's list.
Well, that was fun. We did
that's a mighty fine list.
Yeah. And to run down the rest of the honorable mentions. So 12 was Cincinnati. Yep. 14 was Illinois, the University of Illinois.
Yeah.
15 was Villanova.
That's another Big East. Another Big East, Villanova.
That's been a while though, right? Since they were really
No, they won a championship like what, 2-3 years ago?
I want to say like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 16 was Notre Dame.
They're always up there.
Yeah. Purdue was 17. We said that. 18 was Maryland.
Oh, yeah. The Terps. Terps.
Yeah. Oops. Number 19. Number 19, I believe this is another Big East school. Marquette.
Yes.
Dwayne Wade, that's his school. 22 was Oklahoma. 23 was Utah, the Utes. And then 25 was Arkansas, the Razorbacks.
See, I would have put like UNLV over Arkansas.
I think they were good a while back.
You know what? In the late 80s and the 90s, they were very good.
Yeah.
But I would still put, like, I mean, UNLV had a legendary run when they had Tarkanian coaching them in the 80s to the mid 90s, sitting there chewing on a towel during the game. Classic.
It was like his binky.
Oh, he was like. So entertaining to watch in the game. You just waited for the camera to cut to him, and he's just chewing on that towel.
Like angrily or like, I need
it's to like a stress towel. Thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Ah, the best. All right, Subway, good list there, bud.
Very good.
Thank you.
Good list.
Well, I think we kind of covered it all, I would say.
On our special Saturday edition of
you
Warm
didn't
Beer in the
tell
Cheap
us
Seats.
About your day.
Well, we did other stuff.
We did other stuff.
Great. Right.
Big Mike did some fun stuff. I did some amazing stuff.
And here we are. Wow.
Yes. All right, folks. With that said, keep the shiny side up.
Greasy side down. Nothing occurs.